Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Chip Zdarsky explains why he's leaving Batman. New York Comic Con Spider-Man panel debated heavily online. Skybound is looking out for Larry Hama's bottom line. This is Comic Book Club News for October 23rd, 2024. Over this past weekend, it was announced that Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb are taking over the regular Batman title from DC Comics for a sequel to their classic storyline Hush. So what does that mean for current Batman writer Chip Zdarsky? Turns out, he was planning on leaving well before the announcement. Per Zdarsky's newsletter, the writer explained that back last spring, he decided to start wrapping things up for a number of reasons. First, he was finishing up a big arc with artist Jorge Jimenez. Second, editor Ben Abernathy was leaving for Skybound. And third, he had a big workload and needed to prioritize. So, per Zdarsky, he informed DC he was leaving Batman in April, just before Chicago's C2E2. However, they asked if he could stick around for an arc starting in October, and so he decided to do a standalone arc to finish things up. Said Zdarsky, quote, "I'm super proud of our final story, though scheduling issues forced it to go to bi-weekly, which meant Jorge sadly couldn't draw at all. But then other scheduling issues put it back to monthly, but what are you gonna do? Comics be Comic-in." So now, Zdarsky's run extends to February 2025, ending in Batman 157, before handing the reins over to Loeb and Lee in March. Congrats to Zdarsky on the run, and good luck toiling in obscurity from here on out. Just kidding. The latest flap in the comic book community, an exchange between a fan and Spider-Man editor Nick Lowe at this year's New York Comic Con. After a relatively smooth panel of announcements and plugs that actually started a minute or two early, Lowe opened the floor to Q&A. And the first questioner proceeded to press Lowe on several subjects, starting with the death of Kamala Khan in Amazing Spider-Man last year. The fan called out what he characterized as, quote, misogynistic writing, in terms of killing Miss Marvel outside of her own title, as well as the title's treatment of Mary Jane and Black Cat. In response, said Lowe, quote, "I would disagree with the premise of that question," and added that, quote, "art is subjective," and then thanked the fan for the question. When pressed further, Lowe said that while he appreciated the strong feelings, the Spider Office are big fans of Mary Jane and Black Cat, and Kamala Khan was a supporting character in the title for a while, though the fan noted she was in 25 panels total. Added Lowe, quote, "I've kind of found those arguments pretty thin," and he ultimately shut down the fan when they kept pushing the argument. While your mileage may vary on what happened here, and it certainly has varied online, having been in the room, yes, this was extremely tense, with Lowe clearly getting more frustrated the longer the fan pressed. However, the fan also kept pushing Lowe and asking questions, despite the editor thanking him and saying they were moving on to the next question several times. While Lowe certainly could have been more selective with some of his language in a public setting, the fan was also not helping things by allowing the panel to move on. Basically, it was like being stuck in the middle of a real-life message board. But hey, that's Comic-Con. Let's Larry Hama has been working longer than anyone alive on G.I. Joe comics, but he's also, per his own public statements, struggled financially while doing so. And in fact, he noted that he won't be able to retire because he just doesn't have the money to do so off of his G.I. Joe payments. Here's some good news, though. Per The Beat, Skybound's publisher Sean Makowitz is aware of the issues Hama has expressed in the past, and with a recent successful Kickstarter of his work, they made sure he got a cut. Said Makowitz, quote, "I don't like to talk about anyone's financial situation, but I feel like we've always taken care of Larry, and Larry said that publicly. It's good to put him in the spotlight. Making sure he's financially compensated is important to us." Unfortunately, this is only a news item in as much as the majority of the comic book industry does not find financial compensation important. Regardless, good on Skybound, and here's hoping Hama can retire on his own terms. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And hey, does anybody remember that Chip Zdarsky guy? I wonder what happened to him. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.